Yasoda Nanda Na Rajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nanda Na Rajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Hayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Radha Madhava Juki Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharya Ashtotara Satchi Shiman Hesi Vine Grace Aboy Charana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskon Patista Acharya Jagad Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Ananta Koto Vaishnambarinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsikaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Karatha Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Prindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Sham Mukund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Navadeep Simai Podham Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Chamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Nithai Gopremanandi. What's the text on the board?
14.
Okay, so we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers of the Demigods. Text 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sandishtoivam Bhagavata Pateti Om Iti Tad Vacha Pratigraya Parikramya Gam Gata Tat Tatakarot Sandhisthevam Bhagavata Pateti Om Iti Tad Vacha Pratikriya parikramya gam gata tata karot shandista evam bhagavata tatiti omiti tadvacha pratikriya parikramya gam gata tata karot Sandhisthaivam Bhagavata Tateti Omiti Tadvacham Pratikriya Parikramya Gam Gata Tatakarot. Sandhisthaivam Bhagavata Tateti omiti tadvacha Patigraya parikramya Kam gata tatata karot Sandhisthevam bhagavata Tateti omiti tadvacha Patigraya parikramya Tam gata tata karo. Tam gata tata karo. Pratigriya parikramya Kam gata tata karo. Any messages? Tandistaivam Bhagavata Tadityo Mitita Bhachan Prati Vigraya Parikramya Kam Garata Tarokaro Sandistaivam Bhagavata Tadityo Mitita Bhachan Patigraya Parikramya Kam Rata Tato Kuro Tatityo Mititat Pacha Kam Rata Tato Kuro Sandhisha, having been ordered, evam, thus, Bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tata iti, so be it, om, affirmation by the mantra om, iti, thus, Tat Bhacha, his words, Pratigriha, accepting the order, Parikramya, after circumambulating him, Gam, to the surface of the globe, Gata, she immediately went, Tat, the order, as given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tata, just so, akarot, executed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya, immediately agreed with the Vedic mantra Om. She confirmed that she would do what he asked. Thus, having accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she circumambulated him and started for the place on earth known as Nanda Gokul. There she did everything just as she had been told. Please repeat. Thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya immediately agreed with the Vedic mantra Om. She confirmed that she would do what he asked. Thus, having accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she circumambulated him and started for the place on earth known as Nanda Gokul. There she did everything just as she had been told. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After receiving the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya twice confirmed her acceptance by saying, "Yes, sir, I shall do as you order," and then saying Om. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur comments that Om signifies Vedic confirmation. Thus, Yogamaya very faithfully received the Lord's order as a Vedic injunction. It is a fact that whatever is spoken by the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a Vedic injunction, and that no one should neglect. In the Vedic injunctions, there are no mistakes, illusions, cheating, or imperfection. Unless one understands the authority of the Vedic version, There is no need in, or there is no purpose of quoting Shastra. No one should violate the Vedic injunction. Rather, one should strictly execute the orders given in the Vedas, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 16:24, as much chastram paramanam te karya karya vyavastito gyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum iha harasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that one may gradually be elevated. Om Yanti Miram Dasya Chananjanan Shalakayota Chura Militandina Tasmaya Shri Girvinvaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So here the Lord is ordering His internal potency, Jogamaya, to do some seva. She has to transfer from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. She has to transfer Balaram. So this is her service. And she will also appear as the sister of Krishna. So anyway, we can see how obedient that the Lord's energies are. This is the supreme, potent, powerful energy of the Lord. He's one Shakti that is moving the whole of the spiritual world other than the whole of the material world. It's all done by this one potency of the Lord. Immensely powerful. She's all-pervading everywhere, Maya. And in the spiritual world, she's also there, assisting the Lord in these different pastimes. And she's asked to do something for the Lord. He wants some service from her. But she's so humble, considering she is everything practically in the material world and the universe. Immediately she's such a humble position. And says, yes, she will do that. I'll agree to do that. And then here she chants the Vedic mantra Om as a confirmation that what Krishna just asked her, she will do. So you can see that she's a great Vaishnavi, but we can see the humility that she has here. So, this energy of the Lord, Yogamaya, its potency, when it's dealing with the Lord, it's known as Yogamaya. And when it's dealing with material desires, it becomes Mahamaya. We're not dealing with two different energies of the Lord, Yogamaya and Mahamaya. It's one energy. The Brahma Samhita says, Chaya Eva Durga. Chaya means shadow reflection. So in the beginning of creation, when the Lord glances over the material energy, well, actually he glances over the spiritual energy, Roma Devi, because he doesn't touch material. So he glances over Roma Devi, and Roma Devi, she carries that function of his glance to the material world. And the glance of Vishnu is non-different than Vishnu. Vishnu's name, form, pastimes, qualities, his glance is also non-different. So she carries that glance, so that it's not directly Krishna, it becomes dislocated from Krishna. She carries it. So he can come to the material world, and then she reflects, Roma Devi reflects into the material world as Mahamaya. Roma Devi is goddess of fortune, Yogamaya, also potency. So she carries the function of the glance of the material energy, and then she reflects, Yogamaya reflects into the material world as Mahamaya. And Vishnu's glance reflects into the material as Shambhu, or time, Shiva. Because if the creation is going to take place, there has to be a man and a woman. So Parvati Devi, Yogamaya becomes Parvati, the spiritual energy reflects as Parvati Devi. Then they can touch the material energy, and the glance becomes Shambhu, Shiv, Sadashiv. So then they can touch the material energy. And so by their combination, then the creation takes place. That's the first creation. Then after that, the secondary creation takes place. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, all species of life are made possible in this material world. All species of life made possible. And I am the seed-giving father of everyone. So Krishna is speaking this in Bhagavad Gita. He's talking to Arjuna. And he's saying that I am the seed-giving father of everyone. But how can Krishna touch the material energy? How he can become the father of everyone? It's material energy, but Krishna doesn't touch material energy. So why does Krishna make that statement? Aham Bija Pratipati, I am the original, I am the seed-giving father. There has to be some seed that impregnate. So that I am the seed-giving father, then Krishna is speaking that as Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva is a seed-giving father. Who else can consult with Parvati? Parvati is known as Sati, the most chaste woman in the universe. Who else can consort with her except her husband? So that's Lord Shiva. So when Krishna's saying this in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, I'm the sea-giving father, he's saying, I am the seed-giving father in the form, or in my form as Shiva, because Krishna expands into all these different places. Krishna expands as Shiva also, he's a tamaguna, avatar. So Krishna is saying, no, I'm the seed-giving father, but how is he the seed? In the form of Lord Shiva, I am the seed-giving father. Krishna and his energies, he's not, you cannot separate the energies from Krishna. Just as you cannot separate the sunshine from the sun glow, by the way, there is no meaning to the sun. So she is that personality, one potency. Uh, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said, when you're approaching this, when you're going back to Godhead, you're going through the out of the universe, out of the dual universe. He says that the Guru is there by your side. He's urging you on, go on, go on. You make that step into Goloka. Yes, you have to make that step. So he's there, the Guru is there urging you and giving you enthusiasm to make that step back to Godhead, because you made the step outside of the spiritual world to come here. So you have to make the step to go back also. So the Guru, Sadhu Shatra, they're all for this, for enthusing us, pushing us, urging us on. These mantras mean this, Gayatri mantras, Hare Krishna mantras, please engage me in your service. They're urging us on. The energies of the Lord, please engage us in the service of Krishna. So, yeah. So it's just one energy. But Maya is there also. She's also testing. She's testing by. By understanding your desires, she understands everything. We can go before Radha Madhava and offer very devotional prayers. But Father Rani, she's that internal potency. And the external potency is one different. So we can offer very devotional prayers to the deities. But then Yogamaya, that's Yogamaya's function, but Mahamaya is there. We're offering the nice prayers to Radharani, but she's saying, well, what about all that attention you give to my sister, Mahamaya? Yes, you're offering nice prayers and everything now, but in the form of Mahamaya, you're offering me different prayers. You want these fulfillment of material desires and like that. So she tests that, is your desire to go back simply in the mood of serving Krishna, or is it in the mood of controlling in the spiritual world and enjoying in the spiritual world? So she checks, your desire is checked. If your mood is just service, you're entering, you want to go in for a savor without any expectation of reward, then Yogamaya reveals form. She lifts the curtain of Yogamaya and reveals the whole spiritual world. Then you can step in. But if you still have material desires, then you're approaching and offering prayers, but that is the material desire, so Mahamaya is reciprocating. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, she becomes like the, something, the Sphinx. You know what is a Sphinx? In Egypt, they have some big stone models of maybe half lion head or something, or a lion body, and a kind of, anyway, famous. They were the wonders of the world sometimes. Sphinx, they're huge, carved in solid rock in Egypt somewhere. Anyway, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, you're approaching. But if you have material desires, then Maya Devi shows you. Just like that Sphinx, it's like looking, we say in English sometimes, it's like looking at a brick wall. You're not going to get anything out of it, you're looking at a brick wall. So similarly, you're seeing with this great, huge, stone Sphinx, you're not going to get very far by talking to that stone Sphinx. It's just a lump of stone. So Yogananda Maya knows all this, Maya knows all this, our desires. But anyway, they give us inspiration, go on. Accept Yoga Maya and accept the spiritual world. Don't be influenced by Mahamaya and stay back in the material world. So, so here she is confirmed. Om, Om is the main mantra, or at least one of the main mantras, accepted by most as the main mantra in the all the Vedic hymns. And Om, it represents eternality, the all-pervading aspect of the Lord. The Sat Chit Ananda. So Sat, we are eternal. That eternal principle is Om. So it's, therefore it's all-pervading, eternal. So it signifies here a Vedic confirmation. Om will be done. I was in Srila Prabhupada's room one time here in the Lotus building, and he asked me how I was doing the worship. At that time we had just that small Radha Madhava here. And I said we bring the deities down and to bathe them, we polish them with the tilak, some tilak paste, because they're brass deities. We polish them with that tilak, and then we bathe the deities. Prabhupada, then he said, what mantra do you use? I said, well, we usually chant Chintamani prayers. I think maybe that was the only prayers we knew at that time. In fact, in Calcutta, at that time, they would be chanting Govinda prayers for Guru Puja. We didn't know the Guru Puja song. So we used to chant Chintamani. I think it was chanted for everything. Everybody knew Chintamani prayers. So I said, we chant Chintamani prayers, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, when the deities are being bathed, you should chant Chintamani. And Prabhupada said, oh no, that's good. And I said, we chant the Gayatri mantras as well, Srila Prabhupada. Before, I think before they started the pujas, we chant Gayatri. I'm like, oh, Gayatri, Om, Om is there, Vedic, very good, very good. Om is there. Prabhupada appreciated it also, the Om. And so here it's a confirmation that it's going to happen. So it's good. If you can get that confirmation, it's very good. I have confirmation. Anyway, it's an experience. I don't want to talk too much about myself. But anyway, it's about Prabhupada, I think. So, I was in the Bhajan Kutir. There was nowhere else to be at that time. And Prabhupada was there, and Bhavananda was there. So Prabhupada was talking with the Bhavananda, he was the president, managers. And so generally Prabhupada would obviously talk to the managers because they have to get things done. So I was just sitting there by Prabhupada's side, just listening, discussing what Mayapur and management. And then Prabhupada said to Bhavananda, he said, this boy, Jananibas, he should have some help. He cannot do everything. He is an ordinary person. Good instruction. Ordinary person. But I was the only pujari. So it meant from morning till night I was doing it to Prabhupada. He understood that. He should have some help. He's an ordinary person. He cannot do everything. So Bhavananda, okay. And Prabhupada looked at me and he said, so? He said, you should train up pujaris. I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. I just got a second initiation. I was just started to do the puja. And we didn't have any system, the real system of training. Right? Chant Chintamani prayers when you pay the deity, that was it. And so he was talking again with Bhavananda, and again then he turned to me and he said, so you should train up pujaris. Yes, Srila Prabhupada. I didn't know what he meant. We didn't have any system. And then, then they finished their conversation. We were leaving Bhajan Kutir. I had one foot inside, one foot outside, just stepping. And then I heard, train up pujaris. You hear me? Confirmation three times. So if you get that orders from the guru and execute it, especially if you get an order twice, or she got twice, I got three times. You get an order from your guru, one time also is good. And you execute that to the best of your ability. That is perfection. That is how we make perfection. But how do we execute that order? Very difficult orders sometimes to get. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when you get an order from the spiritual master, the potency to execute that order is also manifest within that order. So there's no excuse that something is, the potency to execute is there also. So if you can't execute it, maybe you're not trying enough. But the potency is there, you can hold it. Prabhupada did impossible things, the potency was there. So he heard the order of his spiritual master, and he said, I made that my life and soul. He said that when I read the Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purport on Vyasatmika Buddhi Rekiha Kuru Nandana Bahu Shakayanandasya Gudhayova Pashayana. This is second chapter, maybe text 42 or something. Those who are resolute fix their one in purpose. Those who are irresolute, they are many branch, bahu shaka. If you're fixed, determination, intelligence is fixed. It should be fixed. The one who is not fixed, then it's bahu shaka, many branches here and there and everywhere. So he's commenting, what is the... what is that single-pointed determination, that fixed on one point? That is point. What is it? Is it like the yogis that fix on one point on the nose and you're staring at the nose? No, not that fixed in one point. But fixed in the order of the spiritual master. That is Vyasatmika Buddhi here. You're fixed on one point. What is that point? Executing the spiritual master doesn't mean sitting down like a yogi. You mean you could be running all over the world to execute that order. And Srila Prabhupada said, when I read that with the purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhupada said it struck me. struck me. If you get something like that in order, or you read something in Prabhupada's books, or Guru Maharaj tells you something, sometimes you get boom. That you should cultivate. That feeling, that sense, you should cultivate that. Prabhupada said, it struck me. And I remembered my Guru Maharaj, he gave me orders about spreading the English, in the English language, the Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he said, it struck me. So I made this my life's mission. Prabhupada comments many places on this verse and throughout his books. Vyasat Mikabut here. And many purpose. And so one of them, he said, one should find out the ways and means to execute that order above and beyond anything else. In other words, that becomes, and it's, one should execute that, not only he should execute, find out the ways and means to execute the order, but he should worship that order. Because that order will take you back to Godhead, so it's worshipable. So like that, Srila Prabhupada as the founder, Acharya means one who sets example. This was Prabhupada's example, founder Acharya's example, of how Prabhupada, which process he adopted mainly to become Krishna conscious, which was unlimited activities in Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada, he adopted this process of making the order of his guru his life and soul. And it was a success story. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He spread the message of Krishna in the English-speaking world, all over the world. So it was successful. So if we follow in Prabhupada's footsteps, you feel something or something strikes you, or you get the order, and you make it your life and soul, that will be your perfection. The founder Acharya has shown us the way, he's shown us the path. So the yoga, my very, very obedient, yes, yes sir, I will immediately execute your order. So, I heard something yesterday from Bhavananda Prabhu. I don't know if I forgot it over these years, but he said that Srila Prabhupada said to him that they should have a group should come to Mayapur and be trained in deity worship, and then go back and send another batch of 100 like that, constant batches of 100 to train up the pujaris. There should be at least 100 pujaris here. I never heard that before. Anyway, the Mayapur Academy is doing pretty well. We got 40 students this year for 3 months, and then another course in Kartik month. So it's actually being executed. So, so Yogamaya, he appears in Vrindavan as Purnamasi, and different aspects also. Vrindadevi is there, Katyayani. Well, they were worshipping Yogamaya, the gopis, because they wanted Krishna as their husband, so they worship Katyayani. But generally they go to worship for a husband. for a good husband or something like that, like the young girls were doing. They went to bathe in the Jamuna early morning to get Krishna as their husband. That was the motivation. But the tradition is they're going to get a good husband for themselves. The young gopis or young girls will go to the and perform this vrata to get a good husband like that. So then Katyayani will become Mahamaya for ordinary people who are just going to get an ordinary husband. That will be conducted under Mahamaya. But the gopis, because they wanted Krishna as their husband, then that whole aspect come under Yogamaya. And she's showing her faces, Katyayani is showing her faces. But they have deities there of Yogamaya. And she's it's like a picture of the form of Durga with a, I don't know, 4 arms or 10 arms. And the deity of Vrindadevi in Kamyavan, you've been to Kamyavan when you do the Braj Prakram. There's a deity of Vrindadevi there. She's also the form of a Durga. But you can't see, it's like a relief. Like Katyayani, there is a relief deity. And they bring the dress up like this every day. You see, they're dressed the same way. But she's got some different arms here. So they put a cloth around like so. You can see 2 arms. But actually she has 8 or 10 arms there. But they dress like this with the cloth. So. Because some people may think, well, she's got 10 arms, it's Durga, she's Durga. But actually, she's Yogamaya. So they just should display the 2 arms. And also in Govindaji temple, Radha Govindaji temple, Rupa Goswami, you go downstairs underneath the deity, it's a place you can go like down. There is a deity there of Yogamaya also. And that's also a form of Durga, she's sitting on a lion there. So she's the big mover in the spiritual realm, Yogamaya. She's a big mover here in this project, Yogipiki Jay. She's assisting here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She has another form of Srimantini, this Srimantini. She was feeling she was like Durga Devi, Parvati Devi. Mahaprabhu came and gave her initiation. Not initiation, but he revealed her Swarup. She said, I am Maya Devi. Where there is Maya, the sunshine cannot come. Where the cloud is there, the sunshine cannot come. And where Maya is, Krishna. Where Krishna is, Maya cannot stand. So what is my position? I'm Maya Mahamaya, and you, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you have come to give your darshan to everyone in the universe, but I'm the only one bereft of your mercy because I cannot stand in front of you because I'm Mahamaya and you are Krishna. So then Mahaprabhu said, from my angle of vision I see you are none different than Srimati Radharani. It was Mahaprabhu's vision that your Mahamaya was actually Radharani. Again, the same thing, it's not 2 energies, we're dealing with 1 energy. And the reflection. So anyway, it's important because Yogamaya is She left Nambadweep. After Mahaprabhu's pastimes were finished, the Ganges came and flooded the whole area here. For 100 years, this was all underwater. Even the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got lost. And everybody left this and went to Highland, which was Navadweep town is a highland, so everybody left because of the flooding, 100 years. And then after that, the Ganga goes back to a steady course again. It's not flooding. But Ganga Devi is coming and she's twisting like a snake for the pleasure of her anger. And she's washing all the pastime places away, all the Ganga gets eroding all the different banks of the Ganga, and everything gets completely lost. So, it's mentioned in Nambadweep Dhammapada, Nityananda Prabhu was speaking with Jiva Goswami. So after that, 100 years flooding, 300 years twisting, Ganga, washing everything. Then after that time, 400 years, he said again, Ganga will go back to a steady course. Many, many devotees will come again and live in Mayapur. They will build many houses. And they will have deities, Jagannath, Gonitai, Krishna. And the holy name will always be being heard. How many of you got a house here? Namadeep. Who has house? Flat? It's a leela. You're fulfilling the desire of Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. They predicted all this will happen. You are doing. Know for certain at the end of these 400 years, the task of revealing the Dharma again will begin in earnest. So this corresponds almost 400 years exactly to the time when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had that vision and rediscovered the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, Prodamaya will come back. And again the task of revealing the Dharma will begin. Yogamaya was... The Dharma has been covered to the eyes of the scholars, but that now that this will start to be revealed. Yogamaya will again, Prodamaya will come and be revealed the Dharma. Know for certain. Because Jiva Goswami asked Mahaprabhu, when these floods come, what happens to the deities of Prodamaya and Britashiv? There is a god behind the, you know, Shiva Dova, behind that, that was the original Ganga. And that was Shiva got there. So Prodamaya and Lord Shiva would stay there at that ghat. Then 10 meters from there is Gauranga's ghat, where Mahaprabhu would come. He had his own ghat and play with his friends. Then 30 meters beyond that is Bharat Madai ghat. You know, Madai made a ghat there after his deliverance. Then after that is Bharakrona ghat. So Jiva Goswami says, what happens to the, when it's flooded, what happens to Prodamaya and Britta Shiva? Lord Shiva is like Britta. Britta means old, very old. He's the first creation, right? Proda also means old. So you can take that. They're the first creators before the secondary creation. Prodamaya and so old, they're the oldest persons. He said again, what will happen? What happened to those deities? And then he explains again, after the flooding and everything, again Prodamaya and Ritashi will come from Nambadweep, that's where they are, and again they will come back here. This is some of the task we have here, we have to reveal these different places. We have the, what's it called? Anyway, we have some kind of fund, some trust for the Dham saver, revealing the Dham and things like that. So anyway, it's very important for us if we want to try to establish this temple of Prodamaya, Yogamaya Devi, because she's the big mover. She gets everything going spiritually. So we are a little bit anxious to get that temple there and then see what happens. But the promise, the prediction is there. Know for certain. At this time, again, the task of revealing the Dham will begin again. So we should propitate Devi here at Jiva Gadda. Okay, that's in the future. Not too long in the future, but maybe when the TOP is finished, because that's the prediction also. Many houses will be built here, many temples will be built here. There will also be one very astonishing temple. Adbhut mandir hoy bi prakash gauranga nitya seva hoy prakash. Very astonishing temple will be here. TOVP ki jay. And from that temple, service to Lord Gauranga spreads all over the world. What is the main savor of Gauranga? Hare Nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So this spreads, the Hare Krishna spreads all over the world. These old predictions. We can help and assist transcendental Dharma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Shabhagatam ki jaya. Any comment or question? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhu, in the beginning of your class, you are telling about the Roma Devi.
Roma Devi.
So, can you please explain about Roma Devi?
Roma Devi is just another name of Lakshmi. She has different forms of expansions for different pastimes. The internal energy, edited as Lakshmi or Srimati Radharani. So Roma Devi is one of the names of the goddess Lakshmi.